Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I've had my doubts for some time, but I'm really now seriously beginning to wonder whether we'll actually have any football the end of this summer and the beginning of the fall or not. Few things on that coming up. Welcome. Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas to you. Great to have you along as we enter into the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show this Wednesday, the one we call the bonus hour. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. All you need to do to be part of the conversation is pick up the phone and call me using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. We brought you a little bit of the president's news conference earlier. The president was just answering some questions about mail-in voting, and he is taking questions from reporters now. So let's pick up a little bit of that. Here is the president.
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Mr. President, you praised Governor Ducey's handling of the epidemic in his state. One of the things that he did was delay the start of public schools opening. Is that a model that governors in states experiencing hotspots should do as the beginning of school does approach?
Well, I'd like to see the schools open. I think most of the schools will be open. I can say that Republican areas want to see them open, and the Democrats probably want to keep them closed until after November 3rd. Because they think it's good for them politically. I actually don't think it's good for them politically. Parents want the schools open. We want them open. We want them open safely. We're going to practice very strong hygiene and all of the other things that I've enumerated many times. But we want to see the schools open.
But you're states to follow Governor Ducey's model here, and what part of that model was?
Not his model. I just think he's done a very good job. I mean, he's really done a great job. You look at the numbers, you look at how it's dropped, and very rapidly, he's done a great job. He's a great governor. Please.
In an interview this morning, Mr. President, you were talking about opening the schools, and you said children are virtually immune from COVID-19, but children have contracted this virus, and some have died.
When I say that, I'm talking about from getting very sick. If you look at children, I mean, they're able to throw it off very easily. And it's an amazing thing because some flus, they don't. They get very sick and they have problems with flus and they have problems with other things. But for whatever reason, the China virus, children handle it very well. And they may get it, but they get it and it doesn't have much of an impact on them. And if you look at the numbers of in terms of mortality, fatality, the numbers for children under a certain age, meaning young, their immune systems are very, very strong. They're very powerful, and they seem to be able to handle it very well. And that's according to every statistic.
Mr. President, at least two people connected to Kanye West's effort to get on the ballot have been connected to the Republican Party. Is this
Who's ballot?
Kanye West.
With Kanye
he's getting on the ballot, including in swing states. And as you know, his wife has raised issues about whether he's having mental issues right now. So my question to you is...
But Kanye West does? I don't know that. Who said that?
His wife said he might be going through an episode. But anyway, my question
like
to you
him.
Is...
I mean, I like him. He's always been very nice to me.
Are you aware of
he's
any of the efforts...
Kanye West.
Are you aware of or have you encouraged anyone in the party to help him get on the ballot, including his
wife? No, not at all. No, not at all. Other than I get along with him very well, I like him. I like his wife. His wife recommended certain people, as you know, including Alice Johnson, who's a fantastic woman, but his wife recommended certain people to get out of prison. They were in prison for a long time, a long, long time. It should have never happened. And I took what she said very strong, Kim Kardashian. And she's got a good heart, very good heart. And I like Kanye very much. No, I have nothing to do with him getting on the ballot. We'll have to see what happens. We'll see if he gets on the ballot. But I'm not involved.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to ask you, the group of Republican senators are backing $25 billion in payroll assistance to keep the airlines being able to pay their payrolls. Do you, to endorse that plan?
They're doing what Republican senators
are doing. Republican senators want to go ahead with another $25 billion for airlines to keep their payrolls going.
Well, if they need it, certainly that's a business. Some businesses are doing better than they would normally. Obviously, we know what those businesses are. And obviously, the airline business is not doing very well. You have shutdowns all over the world, and you have airlines that are essentially shut down. Some airlines are doing, modest. The best they're doing is modest. I think it's very important that we keep the airlines going. There'll be very good times very soon, I hope. And we don't want to lose our airlines. So if they're looking at that, whether they're Republican or Democrat, I'd be certainly in favor. We can't lose our transportation system. Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, too, on Beirut. So there's been some question about your comments yesterday saying that it was an attack and that you'd heard from military officials that there was, an explosion, that it looked like some sort of a bomb.
They don't really know what it was. I can tell you, whatever happened, it's terrible, but they don't really know what it is. Nobody knows yet. At this moment, they're looking. It could, how can you say accident? Somebody was, left some terrible explosive-type devices and things around, perhaps. Perhaps it was that. Perhaps it was an attack. I don't think anybody can say right now. We're looking into it very strongly. Right now, it's, you have some people think it was an attack, and you have some people that think it wasn't. In any event, it was a terrible event, and a lot of people were killed, and a tremendous number of people were badly wounded, injured. And we're standing with that country. We have a very good relationship with that country, but it's a country under a lot of turmoil, a lot of problems, but we stand with them.
Considering using the White House as the venue for your nomination speech. Senator John Thune questioned whether or not that's actually legal given the Hatch Act. Is this something that you would get clearance for?
John Thune did, right? The Republican John Thune? Oh. Okay, well, it is legal. There is no Hatch Act because it doesn't pertain to the president. But if I use the White House, we save tremendous amounts of money for the government in terms of security, traveling. If we go to another state or some other location, the amount of money is, very enormous. So that's something to consider also. I think it would be a very convenient location. It would be by far the least expensive location. There'd be very little in terms of that tremendous traveling security with airplanes and everybody flying all over the place. So I think it would be a very convenient idea. It's something that we threw out. It would be very cost conscious by comparison to any other location. Yeah, please.
Your son, Don Jr., tweeted yesterday asking you to direct the EPA to reject the Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay, Alaska. It's a giant copper and gold mine, and the thinking
rejected
is
rejected in what way?
Just reject its construction. The Army Corps of Engineers 2 weeks ago suggested it'd be okay to proceed with the project, but it would. Sportsmen like your son are saying that it would be harmful to fisheries.
Well, I've listened to both sides. I don't know of the argument yet, but I would certainly listen to both sides. My son has some very strong opinions, and he is very much of an environmentalist, and he was very impressed with what we did yesterday, because that's one of the great environmental bills, and beyond that, ever signed since I guess over 100 years, if you think about it. It's been a long time. But I will look at both sides of it. I had heard about it. I understand they're going to be doing a briefing sometime over the next 48 hours. It's going to go very quickly. I've done a lot for Alaska. I love Alaska. It's a special place. Anwar was one thing. The highway, Cove Highway, or whatever the new name is, whatever the old name is. We're getting approvals for a tremendous highway that's been sought for 40 years. They've been trying to get it approved, and I'm getting it approved. We've done a lot for Alaska. It's a special place, and I'll take a look at that It's interesting. Yeah, please, go.
All right. We are listening to some of President Trump answering questions from the drive-by media, consisting usually of things like, Mr. President, would you agree that you're the worst president in the history of the country? Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then come right back with more here on the Hump Day Edition on WORD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I still think about him, even though he's been gone for some time. My buddy Buckwheat, B.W. Stevenson, the author of that song, Shambhala. 621 here on the Bobby Mac Show. He was a great Texas troubadour. I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, I have some doubt about college football going forward. UConn, the University of Connecticut, today announced the 2020 football season will forever remain the year that could have been the flagship state university. Set a nationwide precedent today when its athletic department announced they would cancel their upcoming football season over fears tied to the Wuhan flu. So there is there's one domino that is down. Doubt that they will be the last. Could be a lot of breaking news here over the next 48 hours. Still no word on the FCS football season. Way to go, NCAA. Where's the leadership there? And meantime, of course, the players are unhappy with some of the protocols that are being enforced. LSU linebacker Sony Finua and offensive lineman Austin Deculus appeared to have a tough time Friday with the new helmets to prevent players from contracting the Wuhan flu while out on the field. The Tigers in July unveiled splash shields on their helmets, which sit in between players' face mask openings. The two players tried them on and didn't appear to be very happy with the fit. Finua said, "I can't effing breathe under this thing." And Decola said, "It's like breathing in a Ziploc bag." College and professional football players will have to adjust to the new equipment regardless of whether they have difficulty performing, as it appears the coronavirus pandemic isn't going to go away by the time the football season is set to begin. And it goes on to talk about Ed Orgeron and the coach of the defending national champion LSU Tigers. We'll see. There are still plenty more questions than there are answers. We open the show this afternoon in the 3 o'clock hour by my saying apparently Joe Biden believed that he was talking to Corn Pop when he was doing an interview. This was a video that we got earlier today, and I just shared with you the audio from that. But it was another Biden meltdown, as he actually was asked a tough question today and apparently was ill-equipped to handle it. Here is some of the audio from the Daily Caller of how Biden handled a tough question about whether or not he had been undergoing any cognitive testing.
Taken a cognitive
no,
test.
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
Are you a junkie, Biden says.
I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debate. I'm so forward-looking. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. Look, I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. All I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
Joe's not all there. Everybody knows it. And it's sad when you look at it and you see it. You see it for yourself. He's created his own sanctuary city in the basement of wherever he is. And he doesn't come out.
If I may, sir, respectfully, in the Fox poll, they asked people, who is more competent? Whose mind is sounder? Biden beats you in that.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a test. Let's take a test right now. Let's go down. Joe and I will take a test. Let him take the same test that I took, but right. I guarantee you that Joe Biden could not answer those questions.
Why doesn't he just act like a president?
So there is Biden from earlier today, and he's talking with a CBS News correspondent who asked him, you know, have you taken a cognitive test? And you heard Biden explode. Well, why the hell would I do that?
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?
Yeah, right. And then went on to say, you know, it's like you taking a test before coming at her to do this program. See if you're on drugs. Are you a junkie? Biden says, are you a junkie, to a black CBS News correspondent? I mean, it is sad. President Trump is right. It's pathetic. You know, it's elder abuse that these folks are pushing Biden out there. They're going to do everything they can, I'm sure, using the CCP flu, the Chinese Communist Party flu, as their rationale for his being unable to debate. Well, you know, he hadn't been tested at this point because he felt fine. But all of a sudden here, you know, 48, 72 hours before the debate, what do you know? Poor old Joe, he's got a temperature. He's got a cough. He's got diarrhea. He's got who knows. He's got everything, and sure enough, we asked him to take, and he tested positive for COVID-19. And he's not asymptomatic. He is symptomatic. He's symptomatic, all right. and they'll use that as their cover story for Biden, sadly, not being able to debate. And as a texter said earlier, look, you know, if they float this trial balloon, well, we can't have Biden debate because of the threat of COVID-19. Okay, fine. You know, we'll do it in a sterile environment with nobody else present. We'll set up a remote camera and run it robotically so there's nobody else there except Biden and Trump. Well, no, we can't do it. The risk, you know, just in transit from his basement to whatever the locale of the debate may be. It's too risky. We can't take a chance. These are, you know, Biden is no spring chicken anymore. And, of course, they'll reject everything and then probably use COVID-19 as their excuse. Because, God help him, Biden gets out there on the stage with Trump. It's murder. It's just flat murder. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Check the news and then right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Wednesday. Biden's rubbing off on me. Here on Wednesday on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, 6:36. We are entering into the last half of the bonus hour here on Wednesday, and we're going back to the phones. We're going to Greenville, and we're bringing in Don, who it says here from Miss Moneypenny, my call screener, Don, that you are worried about my mental abilities.
No, your mental fibabilities.
My what?
Mental fibabilities.
Gotcha. I am concerned about those myself, Don. I share your concern.
Do you mind if I'm going to quote another talk show host from this network. Do you mind if I use his name?
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Rush Limbaugh today was pointing out that reporter was trying to give Mr. Biden what would you call it, a setup question, give him a chance to brag about his abilities.
Yeah, lobbing a softball across the middle of the plate, sure.
Yeah, softball question. Thank you. I got my mental abilities up today. You can take stuff for that, I hear. anyway, that's what's getting me. I mean, like the lady that walked out on Ted Cruz the other day, he's like,
yeah.
I'm through playing with you. I'm taking my toys and going home. It's like, ridiculous.
Right.
Unprofessional.
Well, childish, teenage. You know.
Childish, yeah, childish. It's stupid. That's what gets me. I was telling a friend of mine, you can tell me that it's misting, or I can say it's drizzling, but don't do something to my leg and tell me it's rain when it's not.
Right. Yeah. Don't urinate down your back and try and tell you that it's raining.
I know. We can disagree about how heavy the rain is, but don't disagree about
yeah, but water. Not the source. Right. Let's have no debate about the source. Yeah. Well, you know, and that would be typical of the media trying to, you know, help Biden along, give him a leg up, you know, and Biden, you know, just everything is an attack, you know.
But if you saw that, how dare you ask me about cocaine? But he's like, well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, you know, it would have been classic. If the CBS News correspondent had come back and said, well, Joe, if anybody would know anything about being a junkie, it would be your family because your son, Hunter, got kicked out of the U.S. Navy for being a cokehead.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, they're never going. Would they do that to Trump? In a heartbeat. No. Would they do it to Biden? No. Never going to happen.
They would even make it up. If it wasn't true to Trump's fan, they'd make it up.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. And thank you. Thank you for my concern for the condition of my mental faculties or whatever they are. All right. Here we go. Time for today's edition of ATF. And Gary Goodvoice is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Well, as Deputy Barney Fife would have said back in the day, nip it, nip it, nip it in the bud. 14-year-old kid in Phoenix decided to take his parents' car for a joyride while they were out of town. Naturally, they found out after someone reported the car for speeding, and they got a call from the local cops, so they punished him by giving away all of his stuff. Listen here.
I just wanted to drive, but I don't have, like, a license to, so I just took it. I was like, I don't have anything to drive it, so, like, I'm just going to, like, take it for, like, one spin.
Whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was a residential area with lots of family and children and pets.
We took all his stuff out. His room is 100% empty, and we're just giving all his stuff away. Mostly to, like, apologize to our neighbors, too, you know, like, he could have ran someone over.
I think it's a fair punishment.
Hopefully, you know, you do what's right. I mean, you'd really be able to tell later in the years, of course, but for now, you know, we're just trying our best to keep him out of trouble and make sure he understands that things like this will not be tolerated.
Hmm. What do you know? Real parents. They put all his stuff out on the sidewalk for people to take, and he had to sit there with a sign that explained what he had done that resulted in this. Apparently, you know, as they say, message received and understood, because you heard him there at the end. So, yeah, think the punishment was fair. Shouldn't have done that. Moneypenny, what's your favorite breakfast?
Are you talking about, like, cereal or bacon and eggs or what?
Whatever it may be.
All of it. No. if it's cereal, it's actually shredded mini wheats.
Yeah, but if you had your choice, if you could have, you know, bacon or eggs, you could have anything.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah, chocolate cake is hard to beat.
Chocolate cheesecake, maybe.
Yeah, it's hard to beat at any time of the day.
That's right.
Well, our friends at Kraft are trying to make mac and cheese a breakfast food.
Now, I had that in college quite a bit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. They are giving out special boxes that say macaroni and cheese breakfast instead of macaroni and cheese dinner. I don't know that there's any difference on what's inside the box. A survey found more than half, 56% of parents, are letting kids eat mac and cheese for breakfast more often. They posted a little video about it on Twitter.
It's morning. The sun is shining. Your kids are... So give yourself a break and give them Kraft mac and cheese for breakfast.
There you go. It's right there on the box.
Okay, weird question for you, Bobby.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking about macaroni cheese, you make too much, you put it in the refrigerator. When you get it out, do you warm it up or do you eat it cold?
You know what? I hate to say it, but usually there's not much left to do either with. Because I'm a mac and cheese fan.
Well, I am too.
And if there's some left in the pot, well... You know, may not be Emily Post etiquette, but I'm not above sticking my spoon in the pot.
Do you stand holding the pot and eating off the spoon that you cooked it with?
Who, me? Me? You talking to me?
No. Miss Megan did it. Miss Megan did it.
Yeah. Yeah, it must have been. Well, here's one way you know the honeymoon is over. But boy, did it go on forever. A couple from New Zealand, a couple of Kiwis, went on their honeymoon to the Falkland Islands. Sadly, timing was off because they went in early March and they got stuck there after the lockdowns hit. A fishing boat that was picking up some other people let them tag along, and they just got home 4 months after they left. Here they are.
Wow. It's been a lockdown honeymoon, but spending an extended amount of time with your best friend, you know what I mean, it's not a bad thing, so there have been silver linings. Having an adventure together, we never expected that it would be quite so adventurous or extreme as what we've experienced together. We're just really grateful to Sanford for bringing us home to be with our families.
Yeah, I bet. Brings new meaning to the expression, the honeymoon is over. After 4 months stuck in the Falkland Islands. Wow. There you go. Today's edition of ATF, presented by, speaking of food, brought to you by Lunchly. Haven't heard about this? Yeah, with so many kids staying at home as the school year is about to begin, the time to plan for all those daily lunches is right now. And The Bobby Mac semi-professional players are proud to introduce the new meal plan, Lunchly.
With your kids learning from home, they're now missing out on one of the quintessential school experiences. Eating prison-quality food in a cafeteria/gymnasium/auditorium. Introducing Lunchly, the meal delivery service that brings public school lunches right to your home. Your kids will eat chicken-flavored nugget material, something green they'll never touch, and the classic, a stale piece of French bread with pizza toppings. Finished with a room-temperature chocolate milk. For the full experience, for an extra dollar, we'll send over a lunchtime bully.
Give me your money, kid!
And it's all delivered by a real lunch lady, with a smile and a smoky cough.
Enjoy it!
So sign up your child today for Lunchly. Food, just like school used to make.
Now, if I could get the square pizzas from when I was in school,
all right,
sign me up.
Yeah, peanut butter and honey sandwiches from elementary school. Still good. I love the line in there, prison quality food. With apologies to the folks who provide the school lunches, as always. 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. nine before 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. Closing minutes of the Hump Day edition, and it's all downhill for the rest of this work week. Not unsurprisingly, I got another text message from my buddy, Creepy Uncle Joe, the hair sniffer. He likes to text me, you know, and I always know it's from him because he always calls me Billy. Come on, Billy. Wednesday or Thursday, August 29th, 2022 at 7:35. I mean, are you a junkie? Come on, Billy. Bobby, I don't know about your thinking, but my thinking is if they brought back the draft, would certainly solve a lot of problems. Just saying. Well, let me put it this way. It would certainly contribute to the maturation process. Hard to be a snowflake in boot camp. In on the text line as well, 71307. Bobby, mac and cheese with milk? Bobby, I believe I'll skip the mac and cheese for breakfast and instead go for 4 eggs over white, grits, and a big slab of country ham. Now you're talking. Couple stranded in the Falklands on their honeymoon, ate mac and cheese the entire time. Bobby Mac, at my age, I don't care who knows anymore, but when I was in college, I had Alpo dog food and rice. It was all I could afford, but it was good with seasoning. I'm just saying. 3 out of 4 years, I landed a good job my fourth year, manager at a park and eat restaurant, Columbus, Indiana. That's a great story. Bobby, I saw the new commercial President Trump is airing. It kind of bothers me that they're putting too much confidence that liberals can read. From John in Greenville. Well, maybe they just listen to the audio. Bobby, in the service, eating grubs was easy. I've done it a few times since. since I've been out of the service. Just, you know, freaks the grandkids out. Yeah, but there's plenty of protein, you know. There's a reason I call the Spec Ops guys snake eaters. And it's based in reality. Bobby, here's an idea. Just put a mirror in front of Joe Biden and let him debate himself. Class. The question is, would he realize it? Oh, that's a bunch of malarkey. Yeah. It's one thing about it. It's great to be Biden at Easter, though. He can hide his own Easter eggs. Bobby, Google the story of the unreal Texas City, Texas ship explosion of 1947. Yeah, I remember it. A ship in the port of, it was Galveston, wasn't it? Was it Galveston or Houston? Loaded with ammonium nitrate, caught fire. It eventually blew up. The explosion blew planes out of the sky 10 miles away. The 4,000-pound anchor was found 1.5 miles away. Whew. That's an explosion. See you tomorrow. Have a great evening. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep. I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know. Why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep. I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know. Why don't you try it?
Okay.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.